Hare Krishna. Yesterday, on my way to Yuvrajadam, I stopped in at what has now become the famous Kalati railway station. I think devotees may have read about it if they look at the news. And I mentioned yesterday that I was going to go there. And because I didn't have time to organize some sweets and prasadam, and I wasn't quite sure whether people would just trust things to be unpackaged, so I asked one of our congregation members to buy 500 chocolate bars, and went to the railway station. There was quite a few of us, myself and Shambi Hari and Krishna Leela went there, Gandharvika, another two devotees, and Bhakti Devi and her son was also there, Dhanavir. I get a little reality check on how the other side live. And we went downstairs. Upstairs, it was really, really packed. It was quite intense. Downstairs were mostly the families. They let me in. Police apologized, but they wouldn't let me in to use the toilets. And but we went downstairs, which was down on the metro level, and it's a very, very big area. There were hundreds and hundreds of people downstairs. There were thousands upstairs, and of course we distributed the 500 chocolate bars in about 5 seconds, well, maybe 5 minutes at the most, and people were very, very nice, and I spent about an hour there just talking to the people. I wasn't really quite abreast of events, or at least they'd already happened before, between the time that I left the temple and the time we got there. But basically what had happened was that for some particular reason, I don't really understand, the Hungarian government stopped allowing these immigrants to refugees to continue on to Vienna, Germany. That's their destination, and so they were stuck over there with tickets, and they were complaining to me about that. But basically the people I spoke to were all quite cultured, educated people. They weren't down and out by any stretch of the imagination. I asked everyone how much they spent to come as far as Hungary, and all the three people who I asked that told me that they'd spent about 10,000 euros to get themselves and their families here. They're all Syrians. Everyone I talked to was Syrian. And nice, as I mentioned, nice people, educated people, engineers, two of them, and whereas, I didn't meet, although I'd heard that there were those who already sort of ran out of money, but for these it wasn't really, money wasn't the issue, or were they going to eat or not. That was actually, for them, these things of bringing food, bringing some chocolate, it was more a gesture of humanity, that they're being dealt with not just as troublemakers, potential people who will live off of whatever whole society they end up taking shelter of or with, These are people who want to work, they want to earn their keep, they want to consume, and it's this consume means that they'll be consumers. In other words, they'll also contribute to the GDP of a country. And it's their self-worth and their pride, and you know, mostly Arab people are quite, they're proud people. And to be so humiliated and treated as riffraff and unwanted people and not recognize the plight that they're in, or just to be seen from TV as part of some kind of television show or the media, it's quite different being there and seeing them for what they are, which is people. David McNamara is already here at the farm, so I had to come down, but otherwise I really wanted to stay there. I would have liked to chant if I can organize it, and that's how I'm before going off to Turkey. I'd like to go back. Well, these people need a little solace. And of course I was there in my robes and everything, and they immediately recognized that I was some kind of religion. And I told some of them were Hindus, they were very respectful. But they appreciated that some people came out just to be with them, say a few kind words to them, and treat them as friends, as humans. It was, and for me it was very good. I'm also, like most people, most devotees, living in my own bubble, thinking that everything is okay while the world around me is crumbling to bits. And as long as it's not my little part of the world, then it's all right, and we just sort of struggle to keep everything up. But for these people, their world has fallen apart. There was one man who I spoke to. He was from Syria. He had a computer engineer. He had an engineering firm. He had 100 employees, so he said. And one day a bomb fell on his whole factory. So that was the end of his, not factory, but anyway, office, workplace. That was the end of his business. And so he left. We need to empathize, sympathize with these people. It's good for us to also get a little perspective of what else is going on in the world directly. And of course, for those devotees who these refugees are going to, those countries, then it's certainly a warm thing, a human thing to do, to express some sympathy for them and try and bring a little peace into their lives by chanting Hare Krishna. I'll be very interested to see. I asked some other devotees to go there and to chant. Right now it's a bit of an intense situation there because these people have bought their tickets, onward tickets, and the government is not letting them get in the train station or the trains to move on. Hopefully that will get resolved. If it doesn't, I foresee that probably end up having some kind of scuffle over there, which could turn up being nasty. But yesterday it was, well, upstairs it was getting a little excited. Downstairs it was still quiet. And that's what's going on in the world around us. Of course, the children, they were happy to get chocolates. Children are always happy to get chocolates. And with the exception of a few adults who came to ask them, but they were very, people were very orderly, they were well behaved. We said, no, this is just for the children. Even the children who read about one or two, I said, no, you already have. And they're not to spend 10,000 euros means that they're moneyed people. At least they were moneyed. They had at least this much. Now they don't have anything. And even probably what hurts the most is that they're being stripped of their pride, their integrity, and at best they're being dealt with as numbers, if they're being dealt with at all. Such is the unfortunate situation that human beings place other human beings in. Hare Krishna.